Hello and welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl O. How we doing? How are we living? How are we surviving? Because Jesus be a mansion in a gated community. Outside is by far ghetto. But I'm leave that's where it's at. This week, I can openly admit that this is not a very sexy episode. This episode is a necessary drag. We're definitely going to be pulling some veils over some faces, I should say, and just really reflecting on a lot. I was talking to a fellow colleague, and in the conversation, we were just, you know, kind of bouncing ideas back and forth, and I caught myself making a statement saying, you know, I recognize that I'm entitled, and I just refuse. And he was like, well, you know, you have that right, you deserve. And once he walked away, and I really thought back on the statement that I made, and honestly, the context really doesn't matter. Like, the statement is truly what, like, is the main point of all this. Like, when I realized the statement that I made was just a bit absurd, because I'm not entitled to anything in this world. And I want to really address the entanglement that some of us have with entitlement. There are many times in many different situations where us being the humans that we are, whether we show up for people and the way we show up, it's not reciprocated, and we're confused, but instead of, you know, reeling in and having changed behavior, we continue to do the same thing. And although it seems insane, we don't shift because that's who we are authentically. But instead of doing things out of the kindness of our hearts, it now changes to, when are you going to meet me where I am? And that in itself is a form of entitlement. Or even where, let's say, in the workspace, you're doing your job, you're showing up, like you're marking and check marking all the boxes and more. You're even like, have your own fill in the blank, and like, you are showing up and you feel like you're not being seen, you're not noticed. And it's a bit infuriating, because you feel entitled to a praise or an applaud or an acknowledgement. And again, yes, I understand insanity is having the same behavior and expecting different results. I get that. But on a different level, or a deeper level than just simply saying, oh, you know, well, I'm going to reel it and I'm going to stop. I kind of want to acknowledge, where is it coming from and why are we like this? And more of the why are we like this and where is it coming from? Because yes, that's where healing starts. It's like the root of the problem. I totally get that. But it's also a matter of why. It's like, what are you looking for? It's more than just being acknowledged. It's more of just being seen. I feel like sometimes it can even be a cry for help, or crying out for something. And I am a professional human. I'm not a licensed therapist. I am a licensed human. Got my license. Driver's license, because I be in the street sometimes. But I'm staying inside because outside is, oh boy, I'm not going on a tangent, but it's a matter of bringing things to the surface and then cleaning the surface. Change behavior is the best behavior. in my very humble, unwarranted but warranted podcast opinion. And I would just like to rant a little bit about it. Just to kind of put myself out there, I have a friend who, I can say that because I show up for all my friends. Very willingly at that. But I have a friend who I feel like I show up for them the best way I can without rhyme or reason, because everyone deserves. I feel like everybody deserves. But there are times where I notice that the way I show up, it will never be reciprocated. And I think the issue that I honestly have, outside of having a conversation, because yes, a conversation can fix things, but even for myself, I think it's a matter of, there's nothing wrong with reeling it in. Like, no one gets hurt. No animals are going to be harmed in the making of this decision. At the same time, I feel like I'm shortchanging myself from being my most authentic self, from being the 100% me that I can be. Because me showing up is what I do. But when people don't show up the way that you show up for them, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It's a matter of needing to be aware that A, no one owes you anything, but also B, you cannot expect you from other people because other people are not you. Now, kind of like what I was highlighting before, it's kind of like, why are you this way? Like, is it childhood trauma? Is it you wanting someone to do what you would do? And if that is the case, great. You may have to do that for yourself and call it a day. And that is a horse pill to swallow with ginger ale. Because that's hard. That is rough. But at the same time, you have to spare yourself and put your entitlement to sleep. And even as I'm talking about this now, there have been moments, even in the workspace, that I felt entitled. I was like, I've been here for years. I'm practically grandfathered into the system. Oh, I know what I'm doing. Like, just give me a chance. And it's like, no one owes you anything. So play your part until it's actually your time to step up, or someone actually asks you, hey, inquiring mind would like to know. Now, granted, if you're in that kind of workspace, like consistently, please do yourself and your mental health a service and look for another job. But if it's like a one-off or two-off situations and your entitlement is just on like full throttle, let's reel it in, shall we? let's take it back. Let's really see what the underlying issue is. Something that I can honestly say I am exhausted with feeling entitled, and I'm also exhausted of having my feelings hurt due to my entitlement, because it is reckless behavior. And I understand that I need to see a therapist, but I need to find an affordable therapist, because the way inflation is set up, I'm not gonna get started on that either. But baby, it is a ghetto novela. Regardless, I'm still willing to do the work. And me acknowledging this fact helps with the process. So kudos to me. I'll let y'all know when I start my new intake process. Deep sigh, deepest sigh. But all in all, something else that I would like to help highlight with acknowledging my entitlement is understanding that I really need discernment. Yes, discernment is necessary because you are giving yourself a chance to really reflect. Is this your battle? Is this a battle at all? Is this actually a problem? Or if this is just a one-off situation and nothing problematic or bad is actually happening? Sometimes it is a battle. Sometimes you're waging war on yourself because there is actually nothing wrong. But again, that's what discernment is for. You get to gauge and read the room. You get to actually sort what is and what is not. And with realizing what you feel entitled about, you then get to sit with yourself and actually get to discern, again, what is and what is not. So I guess one good example, let's say you have a friend, I don't know, and this friend has like just done any and everything in the world for you. This is great. Great friend. Friend don't sound too bad. But when it comes to you as your own individual, you realize you have, you know, the short word for terms and conditions. You have boundaries. And boundaries are very much so important. And this friend goes like well above the line of duty for friendship. And that's great. You love to see it. But with you having your boundaries, you yourself are aware of where the line is. And there are times where you cannot show up for this person the way they show up for you. Now, when it comes to the friend, we don't know why they do the things that they do. But for that individual, they at some point in time will have their feelings hurt. Because even though it's been proven and shown before that even a fourth of the things that they do, the friend will not be doing, they still continue to show up. And from the receiving end, it's like, well, I'm not really going to stop taking because they keep offering. And they don't see it to be a problem because they continue to offer. Now, for the friend who keeps giving, please be a fishing line on a rod and reel it in. Even if you hook nothing, reel it in, put the rod on the boat or on the dock or the pier, and just sit down for a minute. As someone who can relate to that, I would say, do for yourself, first and foremost. The way that you pour into others, pour into yourself. Get a chance to see what that feels like. To you may feel beautiful, but to the person receiving, it could be really, really overwhelming. But then, again, as I stated in the beginning, what are you looking for? Now, for the person who is receiving and who has been receiving, stop accepting for a minute. Because at some point of time, you notice a pattern. And maybe, just maybe, you not accepting or you not receiving could give this person an opportunity to learn. So, this is where discernment comes into play. And there's a difference between, of course, a grand difference, and this is not like breaking news, but there's a difference between, you know, reeling it in and being petty and discernment. So, for anyone who does not know me, I'm not great at being petty. I'm not a petty person. Petty and I don't get along. And something, or sometimes that's a default for some people, like, oh, they're gonna be like this. Well, au contraire, I'm gonna meet them where they're at. And me, I'm like, no, I'm just gonna back away and just try my best to sort this. But some people genuinely don't know how to reel it in. And when it comes to discernment, you take a step back to realize what is actually right here and what is actually wrong here. When it comes to kind of sorting through your entitlement, because at some point in time, that friend is going to hope that, yeah, I've been doing things from like the kindness of my heart, but nothing's coming back. It's like, you know, did I do something wrong? Proceeds to give more, to give more, to give more, then nothing comes back to them, even though that's not their main MO. But at some point of time, that person is going to feel entitled to the friend's space. I mean, why not? They feel like they've proven themselves worthy. Like, they would like to be dubbed, you know, entry to all avenues. Like, drop the barriers and boundaries. Why not? And the receiving friend can easily be like, no, I've always had these boundaries up. This has always been a thing, and this is now your problem. No one asked you for all this. It's like, but you've been willingly accepting. Hence, now the entitlement is clearly revealed. Hence why I said before, friend who keeps giving, reel it in. Friend who keeps accepting, stop. Because now you're condoning a problem that you did not realize you were feeding. And discernment can work on both sides of the coin to this story. I am just saying. But for my people who feel entitled, even if this situation doesn't relate to you, maybe you feel entitled in your relationship, like your romantic relationship. Maybe you're like, oh, well, you know, we had a falling out and we both exchanged words and I'm sorry, you're sorry, like, let's go back to normal. It's like, no, because even within that relationship, you guys are still your own individuals, and that person does not owe you access just because you said sorry. They can accept your apology, and they can hear your apology and not accept it, or they can accept your apology but still move accordingly. Don't withhold from your relationship. Go to therapy and talk about it, like, fix yourselves. But your partner is allowed to reinstate boundaries, whether until further notice or permanently. And unfortunately, you don't get to feel entitled about their decision that they've made. You can try to talk things out. You can try to, you know, reaccommodate things and possibly rebuild to the trust that you guys had prior. But again, they owe you nothing, and it does suck. But that's when you also have to learn to have discernment to move accordingly yourself. something else when it comes to entitlement is kind of just accepting that not everyone can meet you where you are. Not everyone's capable of meeting you where you are. And based on the longevity of the relationship, the connection, the whatever it may be frustrating because it's like, well, I've always been here. This isn't new. Like when you met me, I was here. But just because they met you and you were there doesn't mean they can actually emotionally, mentally, physically meet you where you are. Hence discernment. Oh, discernment. And discernment is truly a muscle that has to be worked. My gosh, if you haven't had discernment, having it, it's more than just like, oh, I have a feeling. Or I have an inkling. Like, something is just itching at me. It's more than that. Because you can have that feelings and don't act on them. Like, you have to go into it full on. Like, you can't just tiptoe. And if you don't go into it, your feelings, yours, are going to be hurt. And you cannot hold anyone else to that but yourself. So all in all, I hope that whoever this is for, you realize, not in a bad way, no one owes you anything. And that's okay. But you owe yourself everything. Even when it boils down to keeping it real with yourself. Do you have awareness of how you are? Sometimes you can be a very underwhelming person. Sometimes you can be a very overwhelming person. And there are other times where people just will not understand you. And that's okay. It's not a fault. It's just those aren't the proper eyes to see you. But regardless, you have to look out for yourself. And if that means being real and reeling it in, taking steps back, do as you must. And sometimes some situations do call for a conversation, and they're not always comfortable. Oh my gosh, they're not always comfortable. But one thing they are is necessary. And if anything, you owe that to yourself to have those conversations. It brings clarity to your heart, mind, and soul in the situation. And you have a chance to move accordingly. You have a chance to face your entitlement, to address where your shortcomings are in the situation. And you get to grow. Whether it's in the direction that you expected and the outcome actually worked in your favor, or things kind of took a turn and you now have to live with whatever is presented. And sometimes that has to be okay, even though it doesn't feel okay in that moment. Heavy Negro sigh. Heavy Negro sigh. That's my one song for this episode, because this topic is truly eating at my soul. And that's okay. Everyone has their own learning experiences during their own time when it is their time. So I hope that you don't run from discernment. And I hope that you continue to face your face it all. Don't face it all at one time, but don't be scared to face it. And I hope my words made sentences.